Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm ever so thankful for you this morning. And we're pray for this morning. We're going to thank God, first of all, for what Mike Pompeo announced yesterday. And I put it in my blog that the United States of America will no longer consider the West Bank settlements as illegal. But from yesterday on, we are lining up with the Word of God and His revealed will that those settlements are His will. You know, one of the amazing things that the world could know today is as they look at Israel, God brought them home just like He said He would. Now, He is very specific in telling them where to go back and build. I often say, I wish the world leaders had a Bible atlas on their desk. They would read their Bibles, and they would see that when the Bible says Ephraim, it means Samaria. It means what the world calls the West Bank. When the Bible says the mountains of Israel, it means what the world calls the West Bank. When the Bible says Judea, it means what the Bible calls the West Bank. And God said to them, I put it in my blog, please do go online to billybrim.org. I was so thrilled yesterday when I wrote that blog. It was the exact opposite of what I had felt many years ago at the end of Gulf War I. And President Bush then, Bush the First, with James Baker as the Secretary of State. James Baker came to Israel, addressed the Knesset. They had so many Jews coming back according to the promises of God. They would come back from the north, and they had come in record numbers, million plus, from Russia. They needed, all of a sudden they're flooded with these people coming home. Just like the prophecies in Jeremiah said, one day God said, I'll be known more for bringing them home from the north than I was for what happened with the Red Sea parting. And here they'd come. And I don't know, there was some kind of a euphoria that there was going to be this world order, new world order. And James Baker came. Israel needed loan guarantees to build housing for all these Jews coming home, for repatriating them. They all had to learn the language. They all had to be, it was get a new profession, and they needed help. They didn't ask the United States for money, but for loan guarantees. The World Bank had offered the money. And James Baker, Secretary of State, came to Israel, to the Knesset, put his hand down in a kind of a karate chop movement. I think I asked them to put it on that picture. I was there, and I took the picture. I asked them to put that on my blog, billybrim.org. And he said, West Bank settlements are the greatest threat to world peace. After that, George Bush the First did not win re-election. And I knew why. I put out a teaching, why Bush lost the election. You can't curse God's will, curse and come out against the revealed will of God. He told them, you go back to these cities. You go back to Judea and Samaria, and you rebuild those cities. It's all in my blog yesterday, and I am so thankful. Folks, the President of the United States is a man and has his faults, like you and I, but he's strong, and he has made amazing moves to line up with the will of God. And yesterday, we lined up with the revealed will of God that these settlements are not illegal. In fact, they are God's will. Now, Satan does not want them back in that land. He studies the Word of God, and he sees that his days are numbered. So, today, right on call, let me get it up here from my notes. There is a meeting I trust I got that down. There's a meeting of the UN, 10 o'clock this morning, our time. Yes, the UN Security Council will convene this Wednesday, November 20th, to discuss recent developments in the Middle East, including the U.S. Secretary of State statement. So they're going to meet at 10 o'clock, which will be 5 o'clock in Israel. And they're going to broadcast live. It may be later in Israel, but anyway, they're going to meet and they're going to broadcast it live how they are going to protest what the United States has done. They're really protesting what God has done. So first of all, let's thank God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when our country lines up with the will of God, our hearts are thrilled. We want to thank you for moving upon them to do this. We want to thank you for moving upon them to move the Ashonamokombra, the embassy, Ishonamakanda, to recognize the Golan, and now to recognize Judea and Samaria and the cities that you ordered rebuilt. I want to thank you for our President Donald John Trump, for Mike Pompeo, for everyone who had anything to do with this decision. Holy Father, now folks, we're gonna do what we need to do here. Max and another person, a woman who's a real prayer warrior, pastor. There has been one. They've both received warnings from heaven that our president's life is in danger. And I'm so glad that you identified yourself from Austin, Texas, the capital. Also, we have Albany, the capital of New York, on here. The capital city of Texas, our president's going to be in today. Now, we're going to pray. Father, you told us to pray first of all for those who are in authority. And here we are, from all across the United States and from our dear friends in Canada, and Europe, we lift up this man. Surround him with angels, Holy Father. May the angels of God who have been charged to bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone, lest we even fall. Surely you have charged them with keeping his safety. Here we come from across the United States and around the world, and we penetrate those heavenlies where the prince of the powers of the air would attempt to work down through people in Austin, through people in the cities everywhere the president goes. We take authority. We have someone right on here from Austin, Texas. And in the name above all names, we adjure you by the blood of Jesus and by the covenant rights. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we hold this word of God. Not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed and naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. That's Hebrews 4:13. And we claim the efficacy of that Hebrews 4:13. Over our leaders today, all of them, Ilibra Hasanda, we pray for the guidance and we pray for the protection of the three branches of government and the peoples that are in it. Folks, I want to muster the troops. Remember, the Lord told us to muster the troops, and it thrills me. We're going to show every Wednesday on noon prayer, we're going to show that map where people have committed to pray, committed to sit in their seat in the morning and take authority over the demons. Remember, that's who we've got authority over, the demons. The demons in Austin, Texas, that would like to work down through, maybe someone mentally deranged today in Austin, Texas. Our gentleman in Austin, Texas, with our help, our prayer warrior there, has authority to tell them, no, you don't. No, we're not going to let you work down through them. Now, I want to read to you an email that I got. Although I have known of your ministry for some time, this is from Jewel. Although I have known of your ministry for some time, I saw your program with your daughter for the first time yesterday. That would have been November 13. When you ask us to commit to pray for our cities, by taking a seat of authority daily, I hesitated to commit, not sure of my level of discipline to be faithful and follow through. This morning, I regretted my hesitancy. I live less than 5 miles from, I'm not sure I'm saying this right, Saugus, S-A-U-G-U-S, High School, and could hear the sirens and helicopters responding to the school shooting. Perhaps even one day of intercession would have made the difference in the lives of so many. I repent. Pray for us. Now, that was a school shooting in California, S-A-U-G-U-S High School. 5 students were shot, 2 of them fatally. In the name above all names, Father, E la bahason de vehe labra, I lift up the prayers. I lift them up to alerts. Max was warned that the enemy has mass shootings he'd like to instigate over the Thanksgiving holidays, especially Black Friday. Max saw, and he saw cities. I'm not going to name them. He saw stores, outlets. I'm not going to name them. He saw parking lots, movie theater. The idea being where people are out and about and gathered in this free United States of America. Now, that means that we can sit in our seats of authority. He was warned. He was warned that we could pray and we could stop these. And just like that lady from California, and she'd only watched us once. I don't know that she really had been studying, like some of us have, the authority of the believer and how to use it, how to sit up there in that seat and take your authority. If you don't have my little book, just my little book for $2, Authority of the Believer and How to Use It, I would like that you had Macmillan's book and Brother Hagin's book, thicker books, better books, but there's enough in that little mini book, and you can order it today on the phone, 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, and for $2, and just order that little book and carry it with you and sit in your seat. Yesterday morning, I needed to be out and about early. And so rather than sitting in my prayer chair where I usually am, I'm sitting in my car driving. Works just as well. Works just as well if you're sitting in your seat at the office or you're sitting on a bus or a train going to work. It works if you're standing up doing your dishes. You just sit in that seat of authority and you say, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, you pray that prayer. It starts in Ephesians 1:17. Make it personal. Go down to the next chapter, which says, and we, when we were dead in our sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, and for his great love wherewith he loved us, when he quickened Christ, when he quickened the head, he quickened the body. When he raised the head, he raised the body together with him. When he seated the head, he seated the body together with him and in him. And Father, here we are from all across America and from Oshkosh and Micaiah, even our dear friend in Hawaii. It's 4 o'clock in the morning there, Lord. God, this faithfulness of these folk on this line, I know that we're coming up to you right now. And in the name above all names, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name above all names, we say, not in our territory today, not in our heavenlies, you Eastidi Micaiah of the powers of the air, you evil ones. The Father has translated us out from your dominion and put you under our feet. You will not act up today. In the name above all names, we stand with Austin, Texas. In the name above all names, any plots that you have for Eastidi Micaiah, our president in Austin, Texas, fall to the ground, are revealed. Nothing shall by any means hurt him today. Ephrata Mashata. This is a prayer call for Israel. But folks, I tell you what that man has done for Israel. We are praying for Israel. And that's why we have to keep him in office. We have to keep him safe. We have to keep him guarded. I'm often these days, Paula White has been given a white cane, has been given a position. And I'm often saying in the mornings, Lord, I join up with her prayers. Whatever she prayed today, I say amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this is a prayer call for Israel. Hallelujah. And we are praying for Israel when we Father, in the name of Jesus, our hearts are so grateful when we stand with your revealed will for Israel and thereby know that the blessings of God are coming on us. Now, moving physically to Israel, spiritually and physically to Israel, rockets were fired from Syria into northern Israel yesterday. I'm reading this from the Magen David Adom has published this that I'm reading now. Tuesday morning, four rockets were fired from Syria into northern Israel. Red alert warning sirens rang out across the region, and explosions were heard as Israel's missile defense systems intercepted the attacks. So four rockets, that's not a whole lot. But think of this. All of this comes after last week when Islamic Jihad terrorists fired over 450 rockets into southern Israel, striking homes, businesses, and Israeli civilians. So what we're looking at here is the northern border where the Syrian civil war has been going on, but in which Iran has become entrenched. And then from the southern border, Iran is financing, sending arms, and they are behind the attacks by Islamic Jihad from Gaza into Israel. Now, when there came that attack from northern Israel, from Syria, it was by the Iranians entrenched there. And Israel responded with a strong hand, much stronger than they normally would have. And I want you to listen to the wording here. This is from the Jerusalem Post. 11 killed as Israel strikes over 20 Iranian-Syrian regime targets. Israel warned Iran from carrying out further attacks against the Jewish state after Israeli Air Force fighter jets carried out a wave of retaliatory airstrikes against dozens of military targets belonging to the Iranian Quds force. Quds in Arabic is Jerusalem. They named their forces after Jerusalem because that's what they aim to take. I'm going to read that sentence again since I broke into it. Israel warned Iran from carrying out further attacks after Israeli Air Force fighter jets carried out a wave of retaliatory airstrikes against dozens of military targets belonging to the Iranian Quds force and the Syrian army on Tuesday night in Syria. According to a senior official in the IDF, that's Israeli Defense Forces, the, quote, head of the Iranian octopus sits in Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, but continues to attempt to surround Israel with proxy groups, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Iranian militias in Syria, Islamic Jihad, and to some extent Hamas from Gaza. Quote, we have not yet threatened the head of the octopus, Tehran, but it is possible to start approaching the head of the Iranian octopus. Quote, Now that is a threat from Israel to Iran. We've been striking back when you've launched rockets into Israel from the south or from the north, these proxy groups. But we're ready. We know the heads behind this. And you'd better watch out. Now listen to this. This is very strong, and it shows a change in Israeli response to these attacks. Iran struck Israel. We can't forget that. This is a quote from the IDF. Iran attacked Israel, and that's not acceptable. He continued saying that Israel will strike harshly without giving any warning if attacked in the future. Quote, listen to this right here, prayers. We are changing the rules. Even when it comes to almost negligible attacks, whose impact is small, we are changing the equation, and our retaliatory attack will be widespread. When I looked at the South, when a small number of rockets are fired, and we respond with a small retaliatory strike, then that sort of situation gets to be acceptable. We have to strike harshly to all attacks, the IDF official said, noting the link of the assassination of Palestinian Islamic Jihad leader Abu al-Ata in Gaza. According to the senior official in the defense establishment, the National Defense Building, which was used to be a hotel, was a center for the Quds force. We will not let Iran entrench in Syria. And we are prepared to respond harshly to further attacks if necessary. We will not accept an Iranian force near our borders and will continue to work against it. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, halamati. I feel it's not time for that Ezekiel 38-39 war. Ilabarasanta, but I do not know what steps, how far, how strong, what Israel should do. So let us do what we have been given to use. Let us use the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We're going to pray in tongues. Oh, my brother, sister. Here you are from all across the country and around the world, and you have this mighty way to pray. Ilihilama, and we, Kalavaroneshe, had this mighty way to pray this morning in unity. Holy Spirit, Father, give us utterance in unity, powerful unity, to pray these prayers for Benjamin Netanyahu, for Bennett, the defense minister, for all those who meet in Israel and decide what must be done. God in heaven, we pray you to show them. Here we go, folks. Begin to pray in tongues. Elibato shikanta. Ikalamahalabatina numbriti stabro doshpedinya. Fristamora mananambri. Ha ha ha! Livarabachi. Our power, our prayer is from the Father and to the Father. Ili mahalabande ne kalabarote de beshanto husobali. Ke franicolo donje ishanomoko balatishko donje le matati de bohola balati ishanomakaragala bonje ne veretasso. Ishana makahala barabara donye nimbrato so barabayan dobre kalakala nanan jede kohoshete. Frini onomanye ni kohole mare dishko donye nimbrato sabra. Ilibro nunye mekaya nunye onomaya shute nomanye ni kobra di lilanya. Ivrostri mekaya. Frestin onomombe, hastin onomombe. in Sarakara no Dotoche. Ishinima, Halipo, Tedicala, Bidudo, oh, Frapacalatina no nombre. Ishinima, Cola, Pahala, Paratelantonia, Nicobra, Paratutu, Tedicala Bata. Ite la Cahala Baratishon, Delicala Baratishonto. Make away, make away. Oh, Father, Father, Ishoto. Ishinima, Macahala Paladushka, Dove, Bedecali, Antora. In the marriage, oh God, we lift up the marriage. Oh, she never passed, Tanya Dika. Pasho Deliba Halaba, born from above, born from above, oh God, born from above. Ishti Maronon, Chilibalo, Doro Maratito. Afraid. Oh, no, 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 no. Je pacolo batti de coja. To. I frotto so balitatore, magalagala digno no copretisca. Your presence, your angels. I shandolo coho balitata dombrate. The presence of God, the presence of God. Ishti andora makalakalatinu no kompe, you Lord, you Father, you God of Israel who never slumbers nor sleeps. Ishele mara di shota prekolokohu vrati. The time has come, the time has come. Oh, shele makara de livrabasho dito. North, it's in the north, it's in the north. Oh, Father. We lift up the north, we lift up the north, we lift up the north. Portions, the Lord's portion, we lift up the people. The Lord's portion is his people, it is written. The Lord's portion is his people, it is written. Father, in Jesus' name. Open the door, open the door, open that door, open that door. Oh, franicale dede tara. Ishi de barato sapra colocoholendie, the land, we lift up the land. Oh, manakahara de la shantabra calacalati. Isa la macaria nel nombre, kivra macoria bacalacalianta. Isha no macobra calacalatantia de cohumbambalita. Ede de baratashandoro gubanga la cotonge de gobrete. Iba la sote le macaha baro de sote. Ilivram borshan an nombre che li calatignano con basche. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear ones, dear ones, dear ones. I know that we gather together on this prayer call, but throughout the day, we're still together. Dean Braxton, and you know I read to you some of the things from his book about how prayer works, how it ascends to the Father, and the Father dispatches it to the Son, and the Son, the strategy comes from there. I'm going to be talking to him today. He told me that it's a God connection. And I'm going to be asking him if he knows more about prayer or something that he'd like to tell us. I'm thankful to God for everything. Everything. Oh, how thankful I am for Kanye West. And let's lift him up right now. Father, he's a new one. But he's so brave. And you've given him a wide territory. We pray the protection of God upon him and upon others, especially those, dear Father, that you've given a voice to reach the young people. I saw an article on Pat Robertson where FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, had a huge, massive meeting across the United States on the fields of faith, football fields and others, all hundreds of thousands. God is doing something. He is waking people up. And we want to praise you for it, Jesus, and thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. whenever we come on in the mornings and I hear your names, especially if you name the town where you're in, and I think of my connection with all of you, Dodge City, Kansas, for instance. My memories went back to a vacation with Mom and Dad when I was a senior in high school. And we went through Dodge City on our way to Colorado. And we went to Boot Hill Cemetery. And, you know, you just think about these things. And when you've lived as long as I do, December 6th, I will be starting my 81st trip around the sun. How wonderful it is to do that. But when you have a lifetime of memories and preaching in all across America, and when you name your places, I think about when I was there. I don't know, I just have such a feeling of unity on this prayer call. And I want to thank every one of you for joining and every one of you for being faithful to pray. It's really what the Lord works through to bring about His will upon the earth and to stop the strategies of the enemy. Thank God you know it. And if you haven't yet signed up and committed, give us a call, an email, write a snail mail, and tell us, I commit to pray for such and such a place. And we're going to be showing those on every noon, every Wednesday noon. God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving.